Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes... Rapid Fire Radio.
Diane Keaton leaves us at the age of 79. Text me right now. When you think of Diane Keaton, you think of what? Because there's a lot. There is a lot with Diane Keaton. Is it, number one for me, her playing a strong version of herself, seemingly, Annie Hall? I know you weren't born when Annie Hall first came upon the screen. I'm going to guess, you have not watched Annie Hall. That's my
guess. Correct. I have not seen Annie Hall.
It's a tremendous movie. It is a tremendous movie. And the fashion, distinctive icon that she became forever, right there on display. And so if I was just going to watch one Diane Keaton piece of work, it would be that. Now, I can also do this. I think the greatest movie ever made is Godfather 1. Not 2. I'm 1. She plays a rather integral role in that particular movie.
It's true.
So, I'm not alone in thinking this is the greatest movie ever. And she is the rare, normal, decent, law-abiding person in Godfather 1. And I do mean rare. Okay? How about Reds with Warren Beatty when they both were just phenomenal in that movie? Is it Father the Bride?
Yep.
A lot of people love her in that movie. What is the Nicholson one? I'm blanking right now.
Something's Gotta Give.
Something's Gotta Give, which is a damn good movie, mm-hmm, with Keanu wooing her, and then Jack, who's dating the daughter, and all of a sudden their chemistry, and Jack is kind of playing who Jack played a lot in that era. It was a stretch for him, a character, single, ladies' man. I don't know where that came from for Jack to pull that character
off.
It's
tough to be typecast like that, you know?
Exactly. Hey, Jack, just be you.
Just be you.
Okay.
We're not even going to change your name, actually. Right. You're just going to be Jack Nicholson.
You're just Jack Nicholson. How about her relationships? How can you have a relationship with Woody Allen and then a much longer relationship with Al Pacino? And by all accounts, they both felt like they should have done it, but at some point she said, hey, Al, it's been 8-9 years. My friend Beyonce might say put a ring on it, you know? Didn't. She was so whimsical, so quirky, so authentic, so willing to show her insecurities that on talk shows, she was phenomenal. Like, I went on the Dave rabbit hole. where there's one Dave where he's asking her, we heard a rumor that you were in the audience last week. She goes, yeah, I just came here to watch the show.
Okay.
In the 80s, Diane Keaton goes, I just, you know, big fan of the show, and then apparently talked to some people, didn't talk to Dave.
You never get to see the show from that vantage point.
You don't, right? And then I'm pretty sure it's the same one I watched, like 4 or 5, where she's talking about she goes to wrestling. Like, not college wrestling. She's you have to go. It's so good. You have to see it. Her on Ellen. She's great on there. I saw Reese Witherspoon talking about Diane Keaton where she's 15 and how she was just, Diane Keaton was just amazing to Reese Witherspoon. So when you think, somebody says, looking for Mr. Goodbar. Yeah, that's a, she wasn't playing the standard role there. Okay, a little more on Diane Keaton. So in the last, 6 weeks, we've had Diane Keaton, and we all were close with her, so Bob Redford. Who else is in that category who generates that type of reaction from the movie types? If he or she passed away, and we hope that happens a long, long time from now. We mentioned one, Jack. De Niro. Pacino. Meryl Streep seems like she's in great health.
Yeah.
Devil Wears Prada 2. She'll be phenomenal at that. How many other people, if we're getting a little bit older, are in that? Because if we want to go behind the scenes, you could say Scorsese. Does Joe Pesci get that? Not at that level.
Not the same level, but he'll get plenty of ink.
Yeah, he will. It's who else do you put on that list? 651-461-9226. And do we have enough people who the way they're going are going to be on that list? Obviously, Hanks for sure.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's older, yeah. I'm even saying younger folks. Leo for sure is building that. I mean, he's there already. Eastwood, yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, Clint and Nicholson. When we saw Nicholson at this SNL 50th and he did the brief introduction, that's about all we've seen, right? In 2-3 years, or maybe was 1 or 2 Lakers game, or maybe it was disheveled.
I was say, he's not even courtside that much, right?
No. Helen Mirren, for sure. Bruce Willis, I guess he's in a little bit of that category. He's certainly not the credibility of these others, but he's also in a sad category.
Yeah, I say with Bruce, we know it's coming.
Yeah. Sam Jackson, again, very accomplished, not Diane Keaton and Robert Redford, but a lot of movies, including one of my 7 or 8 favorites, Pulp Fiction, and he's made a crazy amount of money. Okay, Kathy Bates, get out of here with Kathy Bates. Okay, come on. I hope Kathy lives a long time.
Different category.
Different category. Apparently this Matlock's funny. Just for me, I'll never get past Matlock. With the Sid Lowe-led Wolves, with Chuck Davidson and some other people, and clubs getting just boat race game after game after game, and every plane trip back, maybe a little bit of breaking on film, but also watching Matlock.
So good.
So good. And none of it is exaggerated. None of it. Jane Fonda, for sure. She looks like she's going to live another 40 years.
She's got a long time.
Still sharp.
Yeah.
Looks gorgeous.
Dolly. We had the Dolly scare last week.
We did. Paul Newman, I hate to break the news to you. The coolest guy ever has passed away. Gene Hackman, hate to break the news to you.
Yeah.
Has passed
did
away.
Happen.
Sly Stallone. Not accomplished, although they did Copland to try to give him an Oscar, and it didn't work. But that would be a big one. He looks like he's going to live another 50 years, too. What do we want to say about the Aquatennial and Holiday?
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. How about that news popping up late this afternoon? Susie had it in the news where the Downtown Council says, we out.
We're not paying for this anymore.
We are.
You're on your own.
The Downtown Council is backing out of running such events, citing budget challenges and competing priorities. Adam Dunick, I have no idea, but if Adam Dunick is not on with Adam and Dan and is not on with Vanita, I will buy you lunch for a month.
Does he have to be on both programs?
No, but the morning show puts people on no matter what. So he could be on here, and that would not stop Jimmy from booking somebody. So, but this has afternoon or morning drive written all over.
Dan, cancel Adam Dunick. Yeah. Cancel Adam Dunick.
Yes, yes. Well, I could threaten him, buying him lunch, and he'd put him back on because he wouldn't want any of my food. Hold on, I have a text. 4:35. Yes, I nailed it. This guy, what did I say to you? This is Cook written all over it. It says Cook, but Aquatennial Holidazzle's kind of in and out.
Yeah, that's been on. Ups and downs, absolutely. But
you know, we call that thin ice.
Very thin.
Aquatennial.
We were talking about Aquatennial this summer, and Lindsay Peterson came in here and told us how just a massive of a deal the fireworks show, just that in itself is, let alone the parades and all the sports tournaments and
yes,
whatever else, the milk boat races or whatever.
That's
they do.
It. I mean, if you're from this area with, or you've been here for any amount of time, and I know. I'm waiting for the next. Oh, I'm glad. Because I hope Minneapolis suffers. Just go in a corner and stay there for a while. You don't have to come here. Oh, my God. I don't know if I could get to my car today. It'll be so crazy. It'll be totally fine.
Got to go quite a ways.
Yeah, quite a distance. And I'll be shot 18 times. But if you think of Minneapolis, you think of the Aquatennial.
Call it a signature event.
It is. What else stands out more? In Minneapolis, go ahead, send me a murder. Go ahead, send me that text. You know, a robbery, business closing. But if you're thinking the signature event that's associated with Minneapolis for an extended period of time, is it the Aquatennial number one?
Gotta be.
And for me, it's the parade first. I mean, if you think of one, what do you think of?
I got to think fireworks because
you go fireworks
and told me to.
Yeah. And the aqua, how about the milk carton? Did you ever participate in the milk carton?
No.
We did.
How'd you do?
Not bad, because I really, buddies.
Your father?
Yeah, my father and I were out there. How do you think that would have went? I need somebody to do a good impression of my father out there in honor of the Aquatennial. And it's not necessarily done, it's just they're not going to sponsor it.
Yes.
They're not going to pay for it. We need other people to step. Somebody's stepping up for the Aquatennial, right?
I would think
that's
so.
Not going away.
Yes.
It's how about, you know who should do that? A bottom feeder card.
Wow. That would be nice.
In
that
fact,
would be really
let's
nice.
Go put it on Twitter. Adam Carter has stepped in and said, whatever the costs are, I will cover the Aquatennial.
What a giver. To the people of Minneapolis and the greater Minnesota area. We all thank you.
And if he doesn't, run him over in a car.
That's fair, too.
Run him over in a car.
Just like Susie would any of those turkeys in her.
Exactly, and she's still looking for that chip story. All right, he's in for Jason. I know if you're on social media, you might not know this. The Jason's in Greece, and I think every spot somehow will be sponsored in some way. He was even sponsoring him packing his clothes. And the next time he goes to the bathroom, is that going to be sponsored also?
Could be.
I wouldn't shock me. Text away on all these topics, and then we got a great one about people who have had enough of you folks who are obsessed with leaves. All that next with Mr. Afternoon Drive himself, Adam Robert Carter next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Adam, you know me. I'm really normally not that civic-minded, but I've lived here the majority of my life, and this news that you have stepped in for the downtown council to pay all Aquitennial costs.
Well, thanks for spoiling it. I was going to announce that at 4:35.
I hate to, listen, we're in the news-breaking business here. So why did you decide to do this? And when will you – if Carol Levin comes by or – other TV station, they want to talk to you. Will you talk to them about
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Let's broadcast it. Make it a big deal.
Approximately how much money do you plan to put in?
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
That's an open checkbook, my friend.
What do you think it is to resuscitate? And I'm still thinking about a lot of episodes of The Pit. To bring the Aquitennial back to life.
I have no idea.
$250,000?
Is that enough?
I don't know.
I mean, it's still a 4-day event now, right? Didn't it used to be like 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, you want to bring it back to 2 weeks, so I'm assuming you're bringing that back.
Commodores?
Yeah,
Only men, though. Men can be Commodores.
Okay. It won't be DEI?
No DEI, right? Okay. They got to be fit.
Yeah, no right? woke.
No more fat Commodores, okay?
I was so good, and then the first pitch of the National Guard descending into Chicago was like four of the fattest guys ever. Pete had to be having the heart attack. What else in Minneapolis is even close to the Aquitennial, though, as a signature event? Because it's not Hollidazzle.
No.
Hollidazzle's nice.
Yeah.
I like it. But the Loring Park one, then they came back. Aquitennial, I just think as a kid how big the milk carton race was in the parade. The two of us were a part of the parade.
The parade, right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think, I'm trying to think some other Uptown Art Festival or.
Is that even in Uptown anymore, right? Didn't we move it to Southdale Park?
Is anything in Uptown anymore? Yeah.
You know? also, Diane Keaton. You first think of Diane Keaton, what comes to mind?
Beige. Wore a lot of beige.
She did wear a lot of beige.
A lot of hats.
A lot of
Always
hats.
Always had a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like her style? Or I'm sensing the tone of beige you did not. She had to wear a skirt. Well, let's forget. This guy did tell us a couple weeks ago, women need to wear makeup. So I assume because Annie didn't dress female enough for you, you didn't care for her.
I respect Diane Keaton's work.
You're not going to miss her.
It's hard. It's cold. A little cold to say I'm not going to miss her.
Go with that. Opening segment.
Never a huge fan.
Who's died recently and you're not going to miss? Yeah. You know?
Well, we get in trouble if we do that and we'll get canceled by somebody.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Anything but that. that's really what
Are there times where you want to be canceled?
Well, how canceled am I? Is it over?
As in over, you say something outrageous.
No, I don't. I like my job. I like working with this guy. Occasionally working with you. Yeah. I don't want to be canceled. I do want the brand manager to come up with somebody so I'm canceled Thursday.
Hmm.
You know? Why don't you do 6 hours Thursday?
Well, if you do 6 tomorrow, I'll do 6 Thursday.
Where are you tomorrow?
Well, I'm missing my daughter's final volleyball game tomorrow. When I agreed to do
the care for your kids
afternoon
all?
Drive, I thought volleyball was over, and I neglected to realize there's one more match.
Were you at the birth?
I was. I can confirm.
Conception?
I look at her now. I'm not so sure about that.
They're both very attractive, so they're great
easy.
Kids.
Wow, jeez.
Listen, I'm going to wait 10 more years before I ask. It's got to be... I'd like to call you Dad.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. Okay. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal of the folks out east who are so sick of the folks who are driving in their yards and everything, seeing the fall leaves.
The foliage, yeah.
I love this. Put up obstacles. Stop them. You used to agree with this policy, but now that you're on afternoon drive, I think you're going to play it safe.
Yeah. Mr. Everyman.
We used to say 10 minutes max to see fall colors. Are you still with me? That's the furthest you should drive.
Oh.
To, out of your way to see fall colors. 10 minutes.
Yeah. If that's the sole reason you're driving around, then yes. I mean, if you want to go and book a cabin up north and have friends, the sole reason can't be just to look at
it. It can't be.
No.
Because they're everywhere down here.
Right. I mean, it is prettier to see leaves.
You're losing your ripping fall cred there.
When you're on, you know, on a bountiful body of water.
Yeah, if there's water. Sure. Guess what? We got a few lakes down here.
Right. But we only have one Lake Superior. Do we have a Great Lake in
the
state?
I don't know. Why don't you put the map Put the map back up. See today when you open the show, identify how many people since Cannon left have hosted Afternoon Drive.
Oh.
Have the audience chime in how many people. Because it used to be
like full-time, not like part-time.
No, I think I could do the whole thing because Don for a day.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was mainly TV people who Wendy paid with gift certificates who struggled mightily. Is that a fair assessment, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why DeRussia is a rarity, a former TV person who has the gift of gab and doesn't need the prompter in front of him. But hosted, it's Shelby, it's Moose.
Michelle Tafoya.
I filled in for Michelle on a fair amount when I was first over here. Vermont.
Al Malmberg.
That's an interesting choice. Vermont claims, in fact, it's a bad choice. Vermont claims, because he would say some racist comments, Vermont claims they welcome 2.5 million visitors who came just for the autumn visits. No way in hell. 2.5 million people go to Vermont just to see fall colors. You're not buying that, are you?
No, I do buy that. It's close enough to big population centers where absolutely people are driving to Vermont to see that. How dare you question Meet Vermont's numbers?
Dave, come on. 2.5 million to
there
Vermont?
Easily that many saps in that area of the country.
Good pun.
I like it.
Good pun, I mean. Should these folks be committed? Driving hours and hours to see Maple?
It's not that far.
Yeah. What do you got? Give me your opening item here.
With all the emotional reunions we've seen today, I've been thinking of one person, my radio partner, and I want to talk to her right away at the start of the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.